Since the previous Mishnah until pretty much the end of the Masechta, the new topic of the Mishnayos are the laws of stei achuza, a field literally or a piece of property which has been inherited and is owned by somebody who is descended from the original owners from the time that Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, and the land was split between all of the different families and tribes. And as we saw in the previous Mishnah, the law is that even if somebody sells a field when the Yovel year arrives once every 50 years, then all of the pieces of land go back to the original owners, or the inheritors, the families of the original owners, such that it can't really be sold for longer than until the upcoming Yovel year. In addition, we learned that if somebody makes a stei achuza into hekdesh, he designates it to the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about the one who owns the stei achuza, meaning for him it's a stei achuza. That means that he is the descendant of the one who originally got that portion of land. And if he is the one who makes it hekdesh, then when it is redeemed, the Torah gives a fixed value for redeeming it based on the size. One would need to pay, based on how many years are remaining until the Yovel year, a sela and a pundion per year. And the Mishnah says, echad ba'alim v'echad kol ha'odom, whether the owner himself who had made the field into hekdesh, the one who had designated it to be for the Beis HaMikdash, whether it is he who comes to redeem the field, or it's somebody else who comes to redeem the field by paying its value to the Beis HaMikdash, the value according to the fixed price given by the Torah, a sela and a pundion per year. The point of the Mishnah is that this fixed price is for anybody who comes to redeem a field which had been designated to the Beis HaMikdash by the descendant who owned the stei achuza, and he was a descendant of the one who originally had taken that portion of Eretz Yisrael. However, there is a difference between whether the owner himself who had made it hekdesh is the one who redeems it, and if it's somebody else. Mabin habaylan levin kol ha'adam. What is the difference between if the owner himself redeems it or if somebody else does so? Elo she'abayim nisim choymesh. Rather, the only difference is that the owner would have to add on a fifth, which is actually a quarter. The reason why it's called a fifth in the Mishnah is because a quarter is really a fifth of one and a quarter. Once you add on the quarter to the whole, then the quarter itself represents a fifth of one and a quarter. But as it may, the Torah requires that the owner himself add on a fifth when he comes to redeem it. So for example, if he's redeeming it, let's say, 12 years before the Yovel year, so the real price, according to that which has been fixed by the Torah, should be 12 sela and 12 pundion. However, he needs to add on a quarter, so he would need to pay 15 sela and 15 pundion. Whereas the kol adam, if anybody else comes to redeem that field, then in enos and chomesh, he does not need to add on a fifth or a quarter. Rather, in the example we gave, he would only have to pay 12 sela and 12 pundion. Mishnah Gimel, although the Yovel year causes all lands to go back to their original families who had owned them, such that a family would never permanently lose a piece of land, this is all in cases where they did not make it hekdesh. However, once a land has become hekdesh, unless the owner himself redeems that land before Yovel arrives, when Yovel arrives, he will actually lose his land permanently. And the Torah decrees that it goes to the Koyanim. The land is split between whichever Koyanim are working in the Beis HaMikdash during that week at the beginning of the Yovel year, on Rosh Hashanah, according to others on Yom Kippur, of the Yovel year, whichever Koyanim are serving in the Beis HaMikdash during that week, they would receive this piece of land and it would become theirs on a permanent level. It would become their stei achuza. So if they were to sell that land now to somebody else, then at the next Yovel, it would go back to them. So these points are all learned from Pesukim and are elaborated upon in this Mishnah. Hekdisho Go'ola, if somebody made his stei achuza, the field which he had inherited from his ancestors were the ones who received that portion originally. Yeah, that's the definition of a stei achuza. That means that the one who is currently owning that field, he's a descendant of the one who originally received it. So if somebody makes his stei achuza into hekdesh, he designates it to the Beis HaMikdash, uga'ola, and he is the one who redeems it. then, it does not go away from him when the Yovel year arrives. It's not given to the Kohanim, because by that time he already redeemed it and it was back with him. What happens if, after he designated to the Beis HaMikdash, his son was the one who redeemed the field? Even though he himself did not redeem it, and in general, if a different person redeems it, as we're about to see in the next part of the Mishnah, it would go to the Kohanim at Yovel. In this case, since it was his son, and his son is considered to be like him for many laws, so it would not go to the Kohanim at Yovel, rather it would still be retained by the father and his family, and Yotzel Oviv by Yovel. It would leave the possession of the son and go back to the father when the Yovel year arrives. Now, Go'olo Acher, if somebody else redeems the field, or one of his other relatives, not his son, Ugo'olo Miyodoi. Before that, firstly, if that was the only thing that happened and then Yovel arrived, then certainly it would go to the Kohanim when Yovel arrives. In this case, however, Ugo'olo Miyodoi, he redeemed it from that person's hand by paying them the value of the field, and effectively bought it back from them, such that when Yovel arrives, he's the one holding onto the field. However, he's not the one who redeemed it from Hekdesh. He redeemed it from the one who had redeemed it from Hekdesh. Redeeming is effectively just like a regular buying. So our Mishnah reads that Eino Yotzei Miyodoi b'Yovel, it does not leave his hands in Yovel, meaning it does not go to the Kohanim. And he would still retain the permanent ownership over this field. However, there are other versions of the Mishnah that read Yotzei Miyodoi b'Yovel, that it does leave him at Yovel and it would actually be given to the Kohanim, so that would depend on the different versions of the Mishnah. Now what happens if Go'ol Echem Na Kohanim, a particular Kohen was the one who redeemed, he's the one who paid the value of the field, or the piece of land, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he redeemed it, the Harei Tachas Yodoi, and when Yovel arrives, it's under his hand, he's the one who's holding onto the field. Lo Yoimar, he cannot say, Hoyel V'Yotel HaKohanim B'Yovel, since the law is that this piece of land needs to be given to the Kohanim at Yovel, the Harei Tachas Yodi, and right now it's already under my possession, so Harei Shali, I'll just keep it for myself, because I'm a Kohen. Says the Mishnah, he has no right to do that, Elo Yotzel Chol Echov HaKohanim, rather it needs to go out to all of his brothers, the Kohanim. Firstly, it's shared between Kohanim, it's not given to one particular Kohen, and secondly, it's given to the Kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdosh during that week at the beginning of the Yovel year. So just the fact that he's a Kohen does not give him the right to keep that field. Mishnah Dalet, Hagia HaGoyel V'Lenigalo, what happens if the Yovel year arrives once the Steach Chuzah had been designated to the Beis HaMikdosh, but V'Lo Nigalo, it had not yet been redeemed by anybody? So it's still in the full possession of the Beis HaMikdosh without anybody having paid its value to redeem it and make it not holy. The question of the Mishnah is whether this unique law that the Kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdosh that week become the permanent owners of the field, whether that law applies even in a case where when Yovel arrives, it is the Beis HaMikdosh's property because it hasn't yet been redeemed. And there are three opinions on the matter. According to the first opinion, the Kohanim are allowed, they are able to enter into the field, they can take hold of it. However, they need to pay its value. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, by paying the value of the field, that's not just like a regular redemption. Because if it was, there's no reason that they should become the permanent owners. So it's learned from Pesukim that they have to pay for the value of the field, but this is not like a regular redemption. And it's not from the money which they are paying that makes them become the permanent owners. It becomes their steachuzah, they become the permanent owners because the Torah says that if Yovel arrives and the one who made it Hekdesh didn't redeem it, then it becomes a steachuzah of the Kohanim. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda learns that in addition to that, since it hasn't yet been redeemed, so no one has actually paid the Beis HaMikdosh anything for it, so they need to pay money, the value of it, to the Beis HaMikdosh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, nichnosin, they can go into the field, and it becomes their permanent field, it's theirs permanently, but they do not need to pay for it. And this argument whether they have to pay it or not is based on how they learn the Pesukim. But be as it may, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that it would become the Steachuza of the Kohanim. The fact that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdosh when Yovel arrives is irrelevant. All we care about is the fact that it was not redeemed by the original owner. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo nichnosim v'lo noisnim. They can't even go into the field and take hold of it, let alone pay for it. Meaning it's not going to help even if they're going to pay for it, because it still belongs to the Beis HaMikdosh, and the law that it goes to become the Kohanim's permanently and leaves the property of the Beis HaMikdash, that is only once a real redemption took place already. Elon Nikres Teretushim Ad Hayovel Hasheni. Rather, it is nicknamed a field which has been abandoned and forsaken by its owners until the next Yovel arrives, and by nicknaming it this, we're basically telling people its status, that they should know that if they redeem it, whatever happens, this is going to go to the Kohanim when the next Yovel arrives. Higia HaYovel HaShenim V'lo Nigalo. However, if the next Yovel arrives and it hasn't yet been redeemed, then Nikris Retushe Retushin. It is nicknamed a doubly abandoned field, one which has been totally abandoned and forsaken by its owners, Ad HaYovel HaShlishi, until the third Yovel, the next Yovel arrives. By giving it this nickname, people realize its status and they know that this is a field which sort of needs to be redeemed so that it can be given to the Kohanim. And it's given to the Kohanim, like in general, when the Yovel arrives. And the rule, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that Le'olam Ein HaKohanim Nichnasim L'Seicha, the Kohanim can never enter into the field for it to become their permanent field, that they would own it permanently, as their own Ste'achuzo, Ad She'igoleno Acher, until somebody else redeems it. It needs to first go through that initial stage of being redeemed, of somebody paying its value to the Beis HaMikdash, and making it non-holy, non-Beis HaMikdash property, and only then would it go to the Kohanim at the arrival of the Yovel year. Of course, this is unless the owner himself, who had originally designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, if he is the one who redeems it, then it would remain with him, it would remain his Ste'achuzo, and it would not become the Ste'achuzo of the Kohanim. Mishnah Hey, until now we've been talking about a Ste'achuzo, which means that the owner of the field is the one who has descended from the original person who received that portion of Eretz Yisrael, and the point is, it is considered to be his permanently, such that even if he sells it to somebody else, that's only going to be for a maximum of the amount of years until Yovel arrives. But at Yovel it will return to him, so he would never lose permanent ownership of that field. A Sdei Mikna is the name of a field which is currently owned by somebody who bought it from the permanent owner. And although this is considered to be a regular sale, we don't look at it as a rental. He's not just renting it for a very long time, he's buying the field. Nevertheless, it's very similar to a rental, because he is effectively only buying it for a number of years, until the Yovel year, and therefore, if somebody buys a field from the permanent owners, so the field with regards to him is considered to be a Sdei Mikna, a field which was bought, and he is not the permanent owner. Now, if he makes that Hekdesh, he designates that field to the Beis HaMikdash, he has the ability to do so. However, he can only give over that which he himself owns. And he has no rights whatsoever to that field past the year of Yovel, which means that contained within his designation to the Beis HaMikdash is only that it should be given towards the Beis HaMikdash until the Yovel year arrives. And therefore, when the Yovel year arrives, what will happen? It will go back to the original owner. Just like if he himself had not made it into Hekdesh, it would have gone back to the original owner when Yovel arrives, so too if he made it Hekdesh, because he's not able to give over to the Beis HaMikdash more than he himself had. And therefore, regardless of whether it had been redeemed or who redeemed it, when Yovel arrives, it will go back to the original owner, and it will not become the Ste'achuzo of the Kohanim. And that's the first main difference between a Ste'achuzo and a Sdei Mikna, that if a Ste'achuzo becomes the Beis HaMikdash's property, and it isn't redeemed by the one who made it Hekdesh, then it would be given to the Kohanim when Yovel arrives, and that does not apply to a Sdei Mikna. One more difference between a Ste'achuzo and a Sdei Mikna is with regards to the laws of redeeming it. As we learned, when somebody comes to redeem, which means that he pays the value of that field to the Beis HaMikdash, and he then becomes the owner of that field, at least until the Yovel, the cost of redemption is based on a fixed amount of a Seland Apundioin per year until the Yovel. That's the fixed amount which the Torah gives, regardless of the real market value. It's only based on the size of the field, and how many years are remaining until Yovel. However, this fixed amount does not apply to a Sdei Mikna. So if a Sdei Mikna, which means that if the one who bought the field, and he is only the temporary owner, if he was the one who designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, then when redeeming it from the Beis HaMikdash, one needs to pay its real market value, which would definitely take into account the amount of years until Yovel, because one who buys that field will get it for a shorter amount of time. So certainly its market value does change according to the years left until Yovel. However, it would also take into account the quality of the field, and it wouldn't just be a fixed amount like that which the Torah fixes for Ester Chuzah. So those are the two main differences between Ester Chuzah and Ester Mikno. There are a couple of other differences, but the two main differences are whether the Kohanim become the permanent owners when Yovel arrives, and whether one redeems it using the fixed value given by the Torah of a Seland Pundion per year left until the Yovel, or the market value. Says the Mishnah, okay, Sodom Aviv, one who buys a field from his father, for his father it was considered a Ester Chuzah, for the one buying it, it's considered to be a Ester Mikna, he's buying it. And then Mes Oviv, his father died, and therefore he inherited the field, and once he inherited it, it's now considered to be a Ester Chuzah even for him. He now inherited that right to be the permanent owner, not just the temporary owner. And therefore, v'achakach ikdisha, if he then designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, harihi k'steh achuzah, it has the laws of a steh achuzah. That's the status of the field. However, if ikdisha, if he first designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, before he inherited it, so he was only the temporary owner, and therefore, v'achakach meis oviv, even if his father then dies, he never had that opportunity to inherit it, and harihi k'steh mikna, it's considered to be like a steh mikna. It's got the laws of Ester Mikna, which was designated to the Beis HaMikdash, because that was its status at the time that he designated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Did Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, nope, Kistei Achuzah, it has the status of Ester Achuzah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'im Esdei Miknosoi, Asher Loim Ester Achuzosoi, etc. When the Torah talks about the laws of Ester Mikna, it emphasizes that these laws apply to Ester Mikna, a bought field, which is owned by somebody temporarily, which is not a Ester Chuzah. Why is the Torah emphasizing that it's not a Ester Chuzah? Obviously, if it's a Ester Mikna, and the one who owns it only owns it temporarily, then he does not own it permanently. It's coming to teach us that that the laws of a Ester Mikna only apply to Soda She'ena Re'uya Le'Ester Chuzah, to a field which cannot become the owner's Ester Chuzah. He's not able to become the permanent owner. So that excludes this case where he has the ability, he has the opportunity technically to become the permanent owner in the future. As soon as his father will die, he was destined to become the permanent owner. And therefore, since he had that status of being destined to become the permanent owner, even if he ended up designating it to the Beis HaMikdash beforehand, nevertheless, this field would have the laws of a Ester Achuzah, which had been designated to the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to a Ester Mikna. And now, as we explained, Ester Mikna in Yotzei L'Kohanim B'Yovel, a Ester Mikna, which means that the temporary owner was the one who designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be given to the Kohanim when Yovel arrives, She'ein Odom Akdidor She'ein Shaloi, because one cannot give over to the Beis HaMikdash something which doesn't belong to him. And that's like the explanation which we gave, that he only can give to the Beis HaMikdash that which he himself had. And since he himself only owned any rights until Yovel arrives, but it needs to go back to the original owner when Yovel arrives, so too when he designates it to the Beis HaMikdash, as soon as Yovel arrives, it will go back immediately to the permanent owners. Now, it's learned from Psukim that one is not able to make a piece of land hekdash during the Yovel year itself. However, based on those pesukim there, Kohanim and Leviim makdishim la'olam. It's learnt that Kohanim and Leviim are always able to designate their field to become Beis HaMikdash property, even during the Yovel year itself. In addition to that, the Torah also teaches an exception to Kohanim and Leviim, that the Gerlin la'olam, they are able to redeem the field forever, ben ifnei ha'yovel ben la'achar ha'yovel, whether it's before Yovel arrives or even after Yovel arrives. Meaning, this whole idea that if Yovel arrives and the one who had made his permanently owned field, Hekdesh, hadn't redeemed it, then it's given to the Kohanim for them to become the permanent owners. That doesn't apply to a field which a Kohen or Levi designated to the Beis HaMikdash. If a Kohen or Levi have a Ester Chuzah, they're the permanent owners, and they designated it to the Beis HaMikdash, then even if Yovel arrives, that property is not given to other Kohanim, and if they redeem it after Yovel even, they would get that field again, and they would once again be the full permanent owners.